Support for Talk Business and Politics is provided by Centennial Bank. Centennial Bank offering commercial loans, personal loans, and home equity lines of credit. With branches across Northeast Arkansas, in person, online at my100bank.com or at 870-268-2300. Centennial Bank is an equal housing lender and member FDIC.
I'm Roby Brock. Welcome to Talk Business and Politics on KASU. The Alabama U.S. Senate special election has been the buzz of the nation this week. It certainly was a topic of multiple conversations at political forums across Arkansas. Well, did the upset win of Doug Jones over Roy Moore change the dynamics for next year's races? Are Republicans reeling? Are Democrats renewed? I sat down with Republican strategist Richard Bearden of Impact Management Group and Democratic strategist Jessica Deloach-Sabin to find out.
What happened in Alabama last night? Give me your analysis.
Oh, wow. Where do I start? A lot happened in Alabama last night. It was a very, very, very close race. But what you saw was the rejection of Trump-style politics. I think it's important for people to understand that what they've seen from President Trump, from his behaviors, you can't emulate that and continue to win across the country. That is definitely something that we're starting to see more and more aligned with him. That's not something that other people can pick up and imitate and expect to win. And not for nothing, but Roy Moore was a pretty extreme guy. And I think that there was a rejection of all the things that Alabama voters know about him, whether it be, hey, anything past the 10th Amendment, we don't really need it. We're good. If you know anything about the Constitution and what those amendments are, that's a pretty bad way to think about governing this country. Also talking about who deserves to have a seat at the table, and also the other extremist stuff that's come out of his mouth, and of course the allegations of sexual misconduct and being a predator. You know, that didn't work out very well for him.
Yep. All right, Richard, you may have a different opinion on what happened in
not
Alabama
so fast,
last night.
My friend. As they say on Lee Corso says, couple of things I think to consider. Number one, Roy Moore was a flawed candidate. It was a very flawed candidate. I think Luther Strange and insert name of other Republican here probably wins the Senate seat last night, in my opinion. So I think you have to put all of that into perspective. The Democrats, I think, outraised him 2-1. There was a lot of national money that flew in there. The Republican establishment never really got behind Roy Moore. President Trump got behind him very late in kind of this staged conversation and stages to get behind him. So, I mean, I think you have to put all of that in perspective. Good Democrat candidate, give you credit for that. Bad Republican, and the good Democrat candidate can't get over 50% of the vote because of the write-in vote. So again, I think if you put that in the whole of the perspective, it was a win for the Democrats. Don't know if it was an outright rejection of everything going
through
the Republican
Party. Here's
a
number to keep in mind here on this, too, because I think this is interesting from some of the data that we've seen here. Roy Moore got about 49% of the number of votes that Donald Trump got in Alabama in 2016, just 13 months ago. Doug Jones got 93% of the amount of votes that Hillary Clinton got in Alabama in 2016. That's turnout, that's enthusiasm, and I think, to your point, Roy Moore, flawed candidate, did not perform as well as a GOP candidate could. Doug Jones, good Democratic candidate, did overperform for a special election.
This is a deep red state. Alabama is a deep red state. There is really no excuse for the Republican Party to have lost the election they lost last night. They lost it because they ran a flawed candidate, because they put all of their eggs in a basket, the basket that belongs to the people that have now hijacked the Republican Party. And most Republicans will tell you they don't like the direction that things are headed under the leadership of these types of extremists. The Democrat should not have won last night. The Democrat won because people in Alabama said, we don't want any more of this. We want to reject this extremism, and not for nothing. But you have a lot of people who came together. They worked together to get the Democrat elected in a way that they did not work together
about
in 2016.
African-Americans,
the NAACP, all the targeted outreach, everything that the DNC did, other groups that understood the value of winning this race, they came together and they worked in a very strategic way. So, yeah, maybe the Democrat won by a hair, but the Democrat won because the Republicans could not find anyone better in the state of Alabama to run in that race. That's a failure of the Republican
Party.
Well,
they found a few. They just couldn't get them over the victory line.
Yeah.
What about, you mentioned the write-in vote earlier. It was around a 2% margin there, and the margin 2%. Of victory was less than 2%. So that was a factor, too. Because I think you could argue, you tell me if I'm wrong, Richard, but a lot of those write-in candidates were not Democratic voters. Those were conservatives that were not happy with their choice.
Yeah, no, you had the Republican establishment in Alabama that all but just came out and said, Roy Moore's not the best choice. And I agree. There was a failure on the behalf of the Republican Party process to put up a good candidate. And, again, credit to the Democrats, credit to Senator-elect Jones for being the guy that won last night. I don't know that you can take that this particular special election and say that's now going to be replicated in Mississippi and Georgia and Arkansas and some other places. There's a long, hard campaign coming up. I think Republicans now may feel a little bit of what it was to be a Democrat with President Obama in office, where you've got a controversial president at times that is energizing to the other party's base. But I think there's a lot of time to see where Trump rights the ship or doesn't right the ship heading into the 2018 election
follow up
cycle.
With you on this, Richard. What are Republicans okay with this loss, though? You talked about the flawed candidacy of Roy Moore. There was going to be a lot of hand-wringing if he had been elected to the U.S. Senate, that here's our additional face of the national Republican Party. There has to be a little bit of relief in Republican circles that Roy Moore didn't win.
I think so. And if you go back and look at Roy Moore's history, you know, he was elected to the Supreme Court. He was removed from office. He had run, I think, for governor twice over there. So he was known as sort of a dividing type candidate in Alabama politics.
That's Jessica DeLoach-Sabin on the left, Richard Bearden on the right. You can catch more of their conversation on our website at talkbusiness.net. That's all for today's program. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Roby Brock. We'll see you next time.
Support for Talk Business and Politics is provided by Centennial Bank. Centennial Bank offering commercial loans, personal loans, and home equity lines of credit. With branches across Northeast Arkansas, in person, online at my100bank.com or at 870-268-2300. Centennial Bank is an equal housing lender and member FDIC.